at ducks.ca/.
Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. Is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSF Radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, everybody, again. This is Slumber Party every Tuesday from 6 to 7. I am DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star. And today we're just going to start off with a little quote leading up to our topic of the day. But the quote is, "To understand all is to forgive all." And it's more of a proverb. And the origin's debated, so I think it's been a pretty common thought throughout human history, but people sometimes attribute it to the Buddha or to a French philosopher named Voltaire.
What was the inspiration for this quote?
I mean, I heard it a while ago, and I wrote it down in my notes, and I look at it because it made me really think about how much resentment and pain I hold in my heart, and then I was like, I think there is definitely a lot of truth to it, like being able to fully understand why someone did something. You can, maybe you don't have to, okay, we don't need to get into the topic yet because I was about to go off on a little rampage, but what did you think of the quote?
For me, I thought of the quote similar to that it's hard to forgive in general, as we know, because it's easier for our insecurities and our inner self to just broadcast it as hurt or anger or that they're wrong. And so by forgiving, it's accepting your own flaws in a way, which is really difficult and something that we as humans naturally don't want to do, which is how I see it.
Yeah, and there's something that is just so, it feels almost harder to let go of things sometimes. I'm not sure why that is necessarily, but just holding on to the same thought or the same emotion and just letting it boil inside of you, like somehow that just happens. And we'll talk more about what we can do about that or if there is anything to do about that. But I just sometimes when I'm really angry or upset at somebody or at myself or just in about the world in general, like I like to think about that quote and just try to be all zen about it. Or
anyways, we are gonna get into the first song, which I believe DJ Star is the this song is the inspiration for the episode
a little bit. Like this song also kind of calms me down. It's by Kendrick Lamar. It's called Real featuring Anna Wise, and it's just a really nice, very human song, and it's from the album Good Kid, Mad City. So yeah, I hope you guys also feel a little bit of at least connection or understanding with this song too. So yeah,
enjoy.
I know I wonder why, I say what I wanna say when I feel and I look in the mirror and know I'm there with my hands in the air. I'm proud to say it, I'm real. That I know you very well. Your high
guys never lie, even if they tell. Sweet lullabies that come with the smell of a dozen roses flipping down a green hill. You living in a world that come with plan B, cause plan A never relay a guarantee, and plan C never could say just what it was, and your plans only can pan around love. You love him, you love them, you love her. You love so much, you love what love hurts. You love red bottom and gold that say queen. You love handbag on the waist of your jean. You love French tip and trip that pay for. You love bank slip that tell you he pay more. You love a good hand when never the card dealt, but what love got to do with it when you don't love yourself? Very well, your eyes never lie, even if they fail. Out the sky and your optics turn stale. With a mold that's green, I can see you fit the bill of living in a world that come with plan B, cause plan A only can make another mistake, and you can't see success coming from plan C. When it all breaks, you'll still say you're lovely and love them and love when you love her. You love so much, you love when love hurts. You love fast cars and their presidents old. You love fast women, you love keeping control of everything that you love. You love beef, you love streets, you love running, ducking police. You love your hood, might even love it to death, but what love got to do with it when you don't love yourself? Very well, cause we have the same eyes, can't you tell? The days I tried to cover up and conceal my pride, it only made it harder for me to deal. We're living in a world that come with plan B, a scapegoat, cause plan A don't come free, and plan C just an excuse like because, or the word but what if I got love? I love them, I love when I love her. I love so much, I love when love hurts. I love first verse cause you're the girl I attract. I love second verse cause you're the homie that pack burner like a stovetop that love cooking from scratch. I love what the both of you have to offer. In fact, I love it so much I don't love anything else. But what love got to do with it when I don't love myself to the point I should hate everything I do love? Should I hate living my life inside the club? Should I hate her for watching me for that reason? Should I hate him for telling me that I'm seasoned? Should I hate them for telling me ball out? Should I hate street credibility? I'm talking about hating on money, power, respect, and my will. Or hating the fact none of that make me real.
Gang, I ain't tripping up from Domino's no more. Just call me. Sorry to hear what happened to your homeboy. But don't learn the hard way like I did, homie. Any of you can kill a man. That don't make you a real. Real is responsibility. Real is taking care of your mother's family. Real is God. Just make sure you call us back when you get this message. Here go your mama.
Boy, you better have my car on full all this time. You don't have my damn car. But look, I ain't tripping. Look, next day they say you and your little friends over there about food for less. They're preaching to you. I'm still telling you about the good book, but right about now, that's what y'all need. Oh, and Top Dog called the house too. I guess he wants you and Dave to come to the studio. But look, you take that music business serious. Put out something in your dad to step to. You know we from Chicago. You know that's what we do.
Thank you. 味噌電車ご用くださいましてありがとうございます。この電車は味噌バース行きです。お客様にお願いいたします。恋に落ちるのは大変危険なのでおやめください。ポップソングです。
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Welcome back. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star. Right before that little Bitcoover promo, which is, yeah, as you heard, coming up at 8 p.m. today. Definitely stick around for that. But before that was Love Train by Miso Extra and El Danse by Mimi Obunsawin and Come Back Down by Men I Trust from their new album Equus Caballus, which I have been quite enjoying recently.
Yeah, it's quite nice. Very relaxing. We are going to do a little discussion on DJ Star's topic of the day. some thoughts on forgiveness, since we foreshadowed it in the quote from before. So DJ Star can start us off, and I'll try my best because I don't know how much of a forgiving person I am. I'm working on it.
Yeah, me neither. I was just thinking about it. There's been some events in my life recently that we don't need to get into, of course, but just there is the internal battle with forgiveness where it's like, how much can I empathize and understand with this person versus how angry can I be with them and like how much should I hold them accountable for their actions? Because sometimes when I think about forgiving someone, it's kind of absolving them of whatever they had done and like relieving them of some sort of guilt that may have been imposed by me being angry at them or trying to get them to take accountability for what they did. And yeah, it's kind of a tricky line to walk, is like, how understanding can I be of somebody that still, you know, is doing the same things and needs to improve and take accountability for what they did? And it seems like they're almost two opposite ends of the spectrum of emotion, and then I don't fully understand how they can come together, and if I can still be angry at someone and forgive them, if that's possible. And then this is kind of complicated, but once I let go of the anger, it makes me think that maybe they don't need to pay for what they've done in a way. And like, I think there are some actions that people do need to, you know, not in a way of revenge, but just in a way like they need to do self-work and they need to realize that what they did was wrong.
Yeah, they need the anger. They need to see the anger to know that they did something wrong, which is right. I feel like it kind of applies to protest too, because you always hear so much about when people are rioting and doing handing, like their fists are in the air, but then you don't really hear much or see much change when there's peaceful protesting. And So I feel like in a way that kind of relates to the fact that, you know, sometimes there can be rightful anger to make someone change, because empathy is required, and understanding, but sometimes to a degree you need to put your foot down.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is tricky. It is very nuanced and not black and white. And I think it requires a degree of both in every situation, like all things.
Mm-hmm. And it's even more complicated when you are angry at a certain system of oppression, and like that manifests in the individuals that, or like the people that you have close relationships with. So you're angry at the system more than them as a human being. But true. Like I feel like that happens a lot with like sexism, racism, homophobia, like all of these different things that are a result of like the capitalist system. Mm-hmm. But then it's just kind of like how do I
How can you truly be mad at this person when they're a product of their environment, of society?
But then how can you forgive them if like that's not the source of your anger specifically? Like you want to forgive them for what they did, but then how, like, you still feel like it's really unjust, like, what's happening, but you can't, like, forgive the system. Mm-hmm. I guess you could forgive them, but then it's just complicated because...
Yeah, because forgiving the system, you keep status quo and it continues on.
And the system manifests in individuals, too, so it's kind of like,
just a circle.
Yeah, where do I put these emotions? And, yeah, I think it's very valid to be angry and not be able to like forgive a system that is just consistently working against you and like putting you down in every way possible, but then it's not just this abstract thing at the same time. Like there are certain people who are doing those things.
Yeah, it is a very abstract idea as well of forgiveness, but it does manifest in things like the justice system, which DJ Coco has noted down.
You're DJ Coco.
Shoot. My brain is scattered. Like DJ Star. Sorry guys, I didn't note this down.
I think we should just start talking about ourselves as a person from now on. I love it.
Let me hear your thoughts on forgiveness in the justice system though, DJ Star.
Because here's this thing with like forgiveness is that on the other side of it, like we want vengeance and we want like punishment in a way, and then we think by executing those things that somehow like forgiveness will finally be achieved if someone's been punished and like understands what they did and why it was wrong. But I don't think that's coming from necessarily the right place, because our first conceptions or full like understanding of what's right and wrong morally kind of does come from the justice system and like what laws are put in place, and that is a form of just imposing these certain like moral regulations through the law. And when we see that happening, like people are just, they do something wrong, but there's not much chance for rehabilitation or understanding or empathy. It's more just like, okay, we're gonna punish you by putting you in jail and doing prison labor. And I think that I was doing a bit of research on it, and there was an inkling in my head of like, why are we not focusing on like rehabilitating people or even just putting them into like some social program where they can benefit from learning in that way. Like there's not a lot of focus on learning and growing. It's more just keeping them in there, punishing them. And then once they're let out, there's like super high rates of recidivism, which means they like go back to jail. And it seems, I mean, the justice system is kind of a money-making system as well, like under capitalism, I was looking at it, and that there's like a lot of private companies that are contracted to provide certain services within prisons, like healthcare, food, communication, and also there's prison labor where like people are doing jobs in prison for like super low wages because some money is better than no money, but it's really unfair. Like they get paid like maybe like $5 to $6 a day in Canada for doing these kinds of like menial labor shifts. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I'm just kind of getting into that because I'm thinking, obviously this type of punishment doesn't really work, and like there's not a lot of forgiveness within that because we just want to keep people in jail to make money.
I think it's also tough though because the justice system itself and jail itself is inherent with a lot of black and white thinking that we all have, as mentioned. I mentioned from the quote before, because it's these things that people do that really have an emotional dagger to our heart. So if someone, like let's say, murders your sister, or you know, someone sexually assaults someone, or etc., it's really hard to not see these headlines in the news or something to someone personal to you and not be like, hey, let's put this person in jail. I don't care what happens to them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, just stay there forever. Don't even rehab. And it's really difficult to even have an ounce of forgiveness for them because we're just so monkey-brained in that sense. Mm-hmm. That we can't let it go. We're very black and white. And it's difficult because I think we underestimate the capability that we can change as humans, because there's a lot of bad things we do. And I don't think you can really be defined by one action. But I mean, it is difficult because, I mean, if in my case, like if I had someone who's murdered in my family, I'd be furious. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be like, put them in rehab, you know, kind of thing. But that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
That it is a good idea. It's like, how can we all work on this together?
I really like the point that you brought up about how the justice system treats certain actions as like black or white, like mm-hmm. guilty or not guilty, basically. And there's a lot of like things to be said about intention and like if they truly did mean to do that or where that action came from, like why they felt pushed to do that in the first place. And like there are a lot of certain Buddhist views on forgiveness that I was also looking into because I was like, okay, like I feel like Buddhists kind of know what they're talking about when they talk about forgiveness.